Welcome to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I am the Queen of Pep Talks, Jessica Battle, founder and CEO of the Join Jessica XO brand, where I coach, speak, and influence women to improve their mindsets so they can become happier, healthier, and more successful than ever before. I am obsessed with helping women create the unwavering ability to believe in themselves in order to achieve a life beyond their wildest dreams. Each week, I'll bring you a series of pep talks that will encourage you to break through your own limiting beliefs and help you develop the mindset that will allow you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. If you are looking to lose your own bullshit excuses, get out of your own way, and grow into your infinite potential, well then, you're in the right place. Are you with me? Let's dive in. Hello, my love, and welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. Happy Monday. I hope that your Monday is off to a fantastic start. Today, we are having a solar eclipse. Am I right? So I barely knew anything about the eclipse. I kept seeing people saying that there are a lot of people who believe, and I don't have a feeling one way or the other, that the solar eclipse can be heavily impacting the way that people are feeling and the way that people are behaving. So I've seen a lot of people talking about it on social media, but I was talking to Chris about it because randomly yesterday he came home with solar eclipse cupcakes, like just normal cupcakes, but they have this chocolate circle on the top that says solar eclipse 2024. And I laughed because I'm like, I know he doesn't actually give a shit that it's happening. He doesn't care. He could not care less. But he brought those home. So then, of course, I started asking questions and I was curious, like, what time it was happening where we live and how much of a solar eclipse, like how much coverage would there be of the sun. So I went on the internet and I Googled it, and then I found a USA Today website. I'll put the link in the show notes of this episode in case you're interested in watching the solar eclipse, where you can put in your zip code and it will tell you what time the solar eclipse is going to start, what time it will be at its peak, and what time it will be over based off of where you live. And it will also tell you how much of the sun is going to be covered. So where I live, it is going to be 88.5% covered, which I think is pretty cool. I actually have an appointment to drop my car off to get an oil change right before the solar eclipse is going to begin. And Chris was going to take me to drop the car off so I didn't have to sit and wait for it. I'm going to ask him, can we go find somewhere like a field where we can get a good view? But we have to find, I think you need some kind of special glasses or maybe just sunglasses. I don't really know. Shows how much I know. But if you're interested in when the solar eclipse is going to be happening where you live, I will put that link in the show notes of this episode so that you can check it out. I am excited for today's podcast episode. As you can tell from the title, I'm going to be talking about something that I have been, I don't like to use the word struggling with, but I think that that's what would best describe how I've been feeling. And it's not that I'm actually struggling with something. It's I'm still finding a way to articulate how I've been feeling lately. So you guys know that I am on a body transformation journey this year, and I've been talking about my weight loss, and I've been talking about my fat loss, and I've been talking about my muscle gains, and I've been talking about the progress I'm making, the powerlifting meet that I'm doing in August. And I've made a lot of changes in my life, and I'm doing things that I didn't think I would ever do again. I'm back to tracking my macros, which feels really good. We're particularly playing with my protein and carbohydrate timing, which I think I've mentioned here. I'm still eating over 2,000 calories a day. I have not restricted anything yet. I talked about that. I've talked about this a lot. And what I've been thinking about lately is this space that I find myself living in. And it's a space that I found myself living in for quite some time, but I feel even more so in that space now as I've gone back to talking a little bit more about weight loss and physical transformation. I think that, and you guys may have heard me mention this before, so many people in life are black and white thinkers where it's like things are this one way and that's it, or things are the very opposite of that and that's it, where you can find yourself very heavily on one of two sides of a spectrum. And I lived most of my life that way, where I gave into a lot of all or nothing thinking. I gave into a lot of perfectionism. And I thought I either live my life this one way or I live my life very opposite of that. I'm either all in or I'm all out. And I made a post on social media yesterday that resonated with a lot of you. And I had planned on talking about this on the podcast today, but I'm so happy that so many of you are interested in hearing me speak more about this because I know that if my message resonates with you on a deep level, you probably feel this way too. And a lot of people were thanking me for articulating something that they have been struggling to articulate. And it's taking me time to learn how to articulate this because I believe that the place that I live in is very different than where most do when it comes to diet culture and the body positivity movement. So on one side of the spectrum, we have diet culture, which I lived in for a very, very long time, which makes us believe that we are not good enough as we are, and weight loss is going to be the thing that makes us worthy and deserving human beings. Weight loss is going to be the answer to feeling better in our lives. It's going to be what brings us the happiness that we've always wanted. It's going to be what brings us the confidence that we've been craving to feel. Diet culture makes us feel bad about the size of our bodies, no matter what size we are. I'm marked as obese or extremely overweight, one of those. Diet culture will try and make me feel like I need to lose weight in order to be a lovable person, to love myself, to feel good about myself. I do not participate in toxic diet culture anymore. I did for a very long time. On the other end of this diet culture spectrum is the body positivity movement that tells you you don't need to lose weight. And not only that, a lot of people will say that wanting to lose weight is wrong, and we should completely abandon the idea of physically changing or transforming our bodies via weight loss. And we are directed to love ourselves as we are. These are two very, very different approaches, two very, very different mindsets, and two very different ways of thinking. And if I'm being honest with you, for the last several years, I have not personally resonated with either end of that spectrum. I deeply believe that we should love ourselves as we are, and it is not wrong to want to lose weight. I believe that there is a space between diet culture and body positivity where we get to live, where we get to experience life in a way that feels really amazing. This gets to be a space where we love and appreciate our bodies as we are. And we also know that it's okay to desire change, transformation, and strength. It's okay. The space where we work out and eat well, not just to lose weight, but because it's what makes us feel our best mentally and physically. The space in between where we work on the relationship that we have with ourselves to find the happiness that we spent so long seeking through thinness. The space where we get to heal from binge eating, emotional eating, and learn how to get back in touch with our body's intuition so we can finally feel the food freedom that we've been craving. The space where working towards weight loss isn't wrong, and the mindset in which we approach changing our bodies is everything. The space where all or nothing thinking and perfectionism do not exist, where we aren't so black and white, and instead we find and create our own gray area. The space in between where not everyone will get it, and that's okay. I have felt very misunderstood in being a binge eating coach who helps people heal their relationship with food, but who also says it's not wrong for you to want to change your body. I would be a hypocrite if I said it was, not just through the years that I was not transforming my body, but as a person who has lost and maintained over 80 pounds of weight loss, I would be wrong to tell people, you're wrong for wanting to change your body, because I don't believe that there's anything wrong with wanting to change any part of ourselves that we don't feel is serving us or helping us live as the best and most fulfilled version of ourselves. But also, we have to make sure that we are not buying into the belief that a smaller body equals a happier life. Wanting to lose weight is not wrong, but obsessing over food all day long is. Living your life in periods of restrictive dieting and then binge eating and spiraling out of control, that's not healthy. Living a life where you're obsessed about the size of your body and it's literally all that you care about, that's not healthy. Living a life where you only want to work out and eat well as a means to lose weight, that's not healthy. Living a life where you won't make memories with your family because you're so obsessed with making sure that you don't eat certain things or you're not around certain things or you don't have a quote-unquote day off your diet, none of that is healthy. when you can work on really changing your approach and your mindset around the relationship that you have with yourself, the way that you show up with food and the way that you feel about your body, it's not wrong for you to want to lose weight. But I need you to think about if you're starting a weight loss journey this year, you're on a weight loss journey, I need you to be honest with yourself by asking, are the things that I'm doing things that are sustainable for me long term? Do the things that I'm doing on a daily basis actually make me feel good about myself, or am I only forcing myself to do them as a means to lose weight? Because when you're showing up with that mindset where you have to force yourself to do things, and don't get me wrong, you're not always going to be motivated, and there will be times where you have to push yourself to do things, but you should be enjoying the journey. I was just talking to my coach the other day. We've been talking about the progress that I've been making and how it's just been nonstop. And I'm not just talking physically because I have not lost a ton of weight. But in the gym, my progress every single week has just been mind-blowing. Like, it's really incredible what's happening. And I was saying to him, like, I'm just having so much fun doing this. Like, I'm genuinely enjoying every single part of this process. I've really enjoyed eating a lot of protein. I feel so satiated throughout the course of my days. Like, I'm able to so easily identify my hunger and fullness. I'm respecting my body so much when it comes to food. I'm incorporating the foods that I love, and I'm choosing foods that make me feel good most of the time. I feel so good with the sleep and recovery that I've been prioritizing. I feel so good with how I'm showing up in the gym. I feel amazing in my body. Like, I was confident in my body months ago when I started this journey, and I'm just every day feeling better and better and better. And it's not because I'm smaller. It's because of how I am showing up in my body. The approach that I'm taking is just so radically different than it's been in the past. And I think it's still taking time for me to verbalize where I am and how this can look for other people, because I know with certainty food freedom is available for any woman who comes into my world and says, I want to work on my relationship with food. I know that we can help you overcome binge and emotional eating. And now as I'm transforming my body in this way, living in this in-between space, I'm realizing what is really possible for people when it comes to physical transformation and the required mindset of transforming your body in a really fucking healthy way. And it's just shocking to me sometimes that I'm here, because I only knew one approach when it came to body transformation, and that was eating as little as possible, sacrificing as much as possible to see the results as quickly as I could. And to be in such a different space now where I love myself, I love my body, I enjoy taking care of myself, I have a very healthy relationship with food, I'm not in a rush to get anywhere other than where I am right now, I'm enjoying the process, I'm not making sacrifices that feel miserable, or for one single second I'm thinking to myself, gosh, I can't wait for this to be over. It's really incredible to be in this space, and I want to help you get to this space as well. And I want to continue to be able to articulate where I am and what this feels like, because this is what I believe most people are looking for when they think, I'm going to set out on a journey to transform my body and I want to look different. I don't think that it's actually a smaller body that we want. I think it's being a woman who is showing up exactly as I am, where you're consistent with working out and you're consistent with going on walks and you're consistent with feeding your body well and you're consistent with prioritizing your happiness and your peace and your sleep and your rest and your recovery. And you're truly taking care of yourself from the inside out. And at the same time, being okay with saying, yeah, I'd like to transform my body, and truly letting that be the byproduct of how you show up for yourself. This is a concept that I've been teaching to my clients for years and years and years, because I know it's a concept that works. I've watched my clients completely transform their bodies, losing 40, 50, 60 pounds with this approach of letting weight loss be the byproduct, letting body transformation be the byproduct. And that's what's happening for me right now. Weight loss is not the leading desire in my life. It's at the bottom of the list. But the way that I'm showing up for myself is creating weight loss as a byproduct. And you're so capable of doing that too. But it's a mindset game. It is all a mindset game. You know how to lose weight in a restrictive way. You know how to eat less and move more. But do you know how to change your mindset to be a woman who is capable of letting weight loss be a byproduct, where you're not obsessed with the end result, and where you're learning to identify your effort and appreciate your effort and allowing that to be the win on a regular basis? When you can be a woman who embodies that, everything will change for you. I love you guys so much. Thank you for allowing me to find the words to articulate where I am in this in-between space and some of the things I've kind of thoughts that I've been struggling with articulating appropriately over the last couple of months. I know that this message resonated with so many of you. I want you to know that I see you, I love you. And if this is work that you want to do with me, the registration for the next session of the MBS experience is open, where you can come in and we can completely transform the relationship that you have with yourself, your body, and food, so that you can get to a place where weight loss becomes a byproduct of how you show up for yourself. It works. You just got to trust the process. And seeing myself now going through this after all the work that I've done, the things that I teach inside of MBS are the exact things that I have done to get to where I am today. And this is your invitation to allow me to help you do the same. Okay. I love you guys so much. If the MBS experience speaks to you, please send me a DM on Instagram and we can have a chat to see if you would be a good fit. Okay. I love you guys to absolute pieces. And I will talk to you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. See ya. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you were inspired by today's pep talk, be sure to share it with me by leaving a rating and review on iTunes so I can keep the encouragement coming your way. I hope you know that your support in helping me grow the podcast this year, it means so much to me. If we aren't already connected on social media, head over to Join Jessica XO on Instagram or join the Join Jessica XO free Facebook community for even more content that will inspire you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. Make sure you check out the show notes of today's episode for links to freebies, upcoming opportunities to work with me, and ways that we can stay connected outside of the podcast. I love you so much, and I cannot wait to chat with you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. In the meantime, go fuck this day up in the best way possible.